The Army is getting new leadership. The current Army Chief of Staff, General Eric Shinseki, retired today. His replacement has not yet been named, but Pentagon officials say Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has chosen a retired general, Peter Schoomaker, to replace Shinseki. It would be the first time in modern Army history that the top uniformed position went to a retired officer. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, this is an unusual move to bypass active duty generals. Why is that considered significant?
Well, as you said, every previous Army Chief of Staff has come from the active ranks, so that makes it especially significant. Also, combine this with the fact that Secretary Rumsfeld just 2 months ago went outside the Army to ask the Secretary of the Air Force to move over to the Army and become the Secretary of the Army. That's the top civilian post in the Army, and that was without precedent. So you put those two moves together, and it's clear that Secretary Rumsfeld is trying to shake things up in the Army. I should say, though, Melissa, it's not entirely without precedent to ask retired generals to come back to active duty for important positions. President Kennedy chose a retired General Maxwell Taylor to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Also, General Douglas MacArthur was taken out of retirement to command forces in the Pacific during World War II. But it's clear, and something else, that Secretary Rumsfeld did, in fact, offer the chief of staff job to at least three generals, active duty generals that we know about. But there's no question he passed over a lot of active duty generals to offer this job to General Schoomaker, six four-star generals and more than 40 three-star generals.
We've heard before about tensions between Secretary Rumsfeld and the leadership of the Army. How are the current Army officers likely to take this news?
There'll be some who'll see it as a slap in the face to the Army, presumably including some of those who got passed over. But there are change advocates within the Army who may not be upset by this appointment. One thing to keep in mind is that a lot of this tension between Donald Rumsfeld and the Army was actually between Rumsfeld and General Shinseki, the chief who just retired today. And General Shinseki gave this long speech at his retirement ceremony where he did not even mention Rumsfeld once. They've crossed swords a number of times. Most recently, when Rumsfeld said Shinseki was way off the mark for saying hundreds of thousands of Army troops would be needed to keep the peace in Iraq. So it's no secret that there was a lot of bad feeling between them.
Tom, what exactly does the Army Chief of Staff do?
Well, he serves with other chiefs, service chiefs on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and within that body represents Army interests with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense. But in some ways, Melissa, the job has lost a lot of its importance since the military was reorganized in the 1980s. The Army Chief, for example, is out of the chain of command as far as warfighting is concerned. General Tommy Franks, the Iraq War commander, actually did not answer to General Shinseki as the Army Chief, but rather to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and to the defense secretary. So that may be one reason why Lieutenant General John Abizaid, who was also offered General Shinseki's job, turned it down, because he was in line for General Frank's job as the head of the U.S. Central Command, and he may have thought that was a more interesting job.
The apparent choice of Secretary Rumsfeld, General Schoomaker, spent a lot of time in special operations. What else can you tell us about him?
Well, he was a real special operator. He was the founder of the Delta Force, which you may know from the movies to be that Secret Service commando unit. I've never met him, but I understand he's a very colorful guy, Melissa, a real cowboy. He's actually got a working ranch out in Wyoming and wears blue jeans and a big hat. One retired officer who knows Schoomaker well says he's got a folksiness that you don't often see in the Army Officer Corps. He's a former football player, real character. In all likelihood, Melissa, he'll be very popular with the Army rank and file.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Tom Gelton.